타오르네.
Welcome back to another episode of Being Tanisha Sharma, the fandom podcast. For all the new listeners, I'm Tanisha Sharma, if you haven't guessed that already, but also known as this potato head. I talk about my simple joys of being a fangirl, but mostly I talk about a South Korean boy band called Bangtan Sonidan, aka BTS. If you haven't listened to them, then please do check out their music at least. I also talk about various other artists, but I'm not really sure if other fandoms except BTS ARMY listen to me or not. No matter what fandom you are from, just drop me a message and I'll be more than glad to talk, rant, vent, or whatever you wish me to do. Getting back to the episode, after these couple of days, actually a lot of days, I have a lot of mixed emotions going on. I mean, there were so many comebacks, a couple of groups made their debut, teasers were released, concept photos came out. I mean, it was eventful, I'll give you that. But right now, the emotion I'm feeling the most is anger. And this anger is being directed to Savage Love. See, I know you guys heard me talk about how amazing that song is, and I still agree. Okay, I agree it's an amazing song. I mean, it has beautiful vocals by Jungkook and amazing lyrics and rap by J-Hope and Suga. And I'm also going to congratulate everyone involved in making it a Billboard number one song last week. I mean, BTS for their remix, Josh who originally made the siren beat, ARMYs for streaming and making it to number one, other music enthusiasts and fans. That's it, I guess. Right? Oh, wait, there was another dude too, right? You know, the one who didn't credit Josh for his music when he remixed Josh's siren beat by adding lyrics and then calling it original, when in turn actually he made a remix and then posted on TikTok to get his views to 10 million likes, not 1 million, 10 million likes, so he could reveal the big BTS surprise to ARMYs. And then had a whole ass celebration for Savage Love BTS remix to reach number 1 on Billboard Hot 100 and didn't even mention BTS or Josh's name during his thank you speech. And then not even in the caption after he posted the video. And had the audacity to mention both the artist accounts in his replies. Not even a comment, a reply. Yeah, that guy. You guys remember when I first talked about Savage Love and was very wary about it? This is exactly what I was afraid of. Someone is again gonna try and take advantage of BTS and ARMYs like this. See, all we do is support our boys and these artists have the nerve to collect attention like this. Literally some of the worst people in the industry as musicians and artists, dude. How hard it is for you to thank someone for a collaboration. See the way Halsey, Steve Aoki, Becky G, Max, they were the only people who genuinely admired BTS for their work, their talent, their efforts, rather than their insane fan following. This speaks volumes for them as artists and humans, dude. Starting today, just remove Savage Love remix from your playlist. Instead, you know what? Add Blueberry Eyes. Let's shut Dynamite and Blueberry Eyes instead. And recently, while my dad was surfing through TV channels, he got distracted by his phone. And I was as usual not paying attention to what was going on TV. And then I hear a tune, which sounded like this. To the people who understood well and good, but to the ones who didn't, listen to this instead. So now after hearing that first tune, I look up, but instead, I hear this. See, firstly I was disappointed because I was expecting to see Taeyang walk and hear Jungkook sing. Which didn't happen obviously, instead I heard this. So now I try to know who these girls are. And apparently there are some sisters dancing with a dancer I kinda like and a guy whose guts I absolutely hate for no apparent reason. I try to understand why did they copy, and of course there is no excuse for plagiarism. The person who apparently made or sung the song made a comment saying how she hopes that we'll enjoy her Latin music song whatever, but didn't really mention where she took that music from. I go to the song's description to not find any credits to BTS. disappointed but not surprised. See, this is why I feel so bad when some celebrities just fake themselves just to get clout through BTS. Why can't you just actually try and befriend them? Dude, I'm serious. Just because BTS are sweet and polite, it doesn't mean they're naive about the way they're being treated or perceived. They're extremely smart and hyper aware of the reality of the industry, especially as successful Asian artists. And they're actually so unproblematic. BTS literally mind their own business. They go to strawberry farms together, do assignments, make crafts and art in their free time. They don't get involved in drama and just make music, so I'm begging y'all to leave them alone. Sometimes I feel like people just want to make an issue out of everything BTS does. Like that one time during Bangtan's initial days, people were bullying Namjoon for watching porn. Like what? Why is that any of your concern? And recently people targeted Yoongi for having a housemaid. Dude, he's a freaking multi-millionaire. He can afford a maid to do his house chores and cook for him while he concentrates on things like carrying the music industry on his shoulders. Let's also talk about how the Chinese armies had to get offended by Namjoon's speech when he didn't even mention their country at all. The whole award was between South Korean and US citizens and how BTS has played an important role in bridging the bonds between two countries, who also happened to share a past during a crisis situation. At first, I really thought that maybe the speech was very politically triggering. But dude, all Namjoon said was about how US and South Korea has faced battles together and will strive forward together. See, I get it. China supported North Korea to invade South Korea and also lost not just the war but also a lot of lives. And that happened on both sides, in fact on all sides. That's what wars do. How hard is it for Chinese armies who were offended to understand that no matter what, one will always stand with their country? See, if my country goes to war with South Korea because of political or economic or any issues, I'm not going to go around blaming BTS or any other artist for this. But blaming artists for supporting their own country, and that too in the least, actually next to nothing offensive, is madness. A lot of Chinese people that are not armies were showed the whole speech and asked if they were offended. And literally everybody was like, what's there to get offended about? Guys, I'm begging you to stop trying to create drama when there is none. I'm not even sure at this point if the people stirring up all of this are even armies or just haters in general. Dude, you gotta stop trying to get a whole country to hate BTS. You realize it's your own loss, right? I know I said about celebrities trying to get attention through BTS, but to armies, let's try and normalize accepting praises for BTS from other celebrities. Let's not always come up with terms like clout chaser. Sometimes all they do is genuinely praise and we just, you know, comfort them and attack them. This will only prevent others to say anything about BTS. When someone praises them, like there are genuine artists who do appreciate BTS, like, you know, John Cena, Conan Gray, Lau, Justin Bieber, or Zayn Malik, Alicia Keys, John Legend. See, if we like the artists, let's thank them. If we don't, let's just move on and not give them the attention you think they deserve. Simple. Let's make a more stress-free, drama-free entertainment industry for all artists where they can truly express themselves and not always be in fear and panic of doing something wrong. This will only hamper on their own art. It's a loss-loss situation for all of us. A couple of months ago, I got in touch with one of my middle school friends and honestly, I was surprised that they were a K-pop stan as well and had been stanning multiple groups from way long back. And after talking for a while about our favorites, they told me about how the whole K-pop circuit has gone toxic and is just trying to create drama every chance they get. And now they don't really feel the amount of happiness with the current K-pop scenario. And I feel bad knowing that there are people who get affected other than the artist as well. All I'm trying to tell you guys is just, let's concentrate on the artists instead of the haters or the drama. Let's not give them the attention they deserve. Okay, so let's just move on to something more light because this was like a very aggressive rant, I get it. Like you guys know, I have a new army in my house, aka my mom. So she doesn't fail to surprise me, but this time it was more. See, my mom has these new ideas for ringtones every time, and as long as I can remember, it's always some sort of prayer song of some deity, god or goddess. But it's always devotional, okay? But 2 days ago, she told me to change her ringtone to Dynamite by BTS, that was a tropical remix. And when my dad heard it, he thought that my phone was ringing and I was like, my ringtone is Euphoria, Dynamite is mom's ringtone. And I could see the shock and hesitation in my father's face because I'm sure he was tempted to ask me to do the same for his phone as well. But then he backed down because he wanted to look professional in front of his office colleagues, so he stuck with his gendered ringtone. God help me. But talking about my dad again, I and my mom were rewatching the recent BBMS Dynamite performance which my dad hadn't seen. And when he saw them, he turned to me and was like, they're performing this again. And I was like, wait, let me check. So in total, BTS have performed Dynamite like 15 times. But do you realize the variations? It's one song. It's one retro pop song. And they did like about 8 different versions, 6 different visuals, 5 different places, 3 different arrangements. BTS could never give a bad or boring performance. They are incapable of doing that. Every time BTS performs, they say, we won't give you a stage, we'll give you a place instead. And all their performances are not exactly stages this year. Starting from Grand Central Station, then there's the Korean National Museum, then Everland and Amusement Park, a Korean palace whose name I can't pronounce, and another palace whose name again I can't pronounce. See, I'm sorry. Then a national airport. Like, BTS has Korea wrapped around its dainty little finger. Korea's pride. Korea be like, what do you want? Just name it. Tell us what you want. At this rate, they might as well declare Namjoon as the president, please. Wishful thinking much? See, talking about Namjoon, I was thinking about him this morning. Something I wanted to ask you guys about. Ah, yeah, right. So Namjoon's mixtape Mono's anniversary is coming up on 23rd of October. So let me know if you guys would like me to celebrate that mixtape's release. We could have like a small segment in my next episode, or maybe I'll do a bonus episode depending on the kind of response you guys give. Totally on you. Moving on, so the concept photos have been released for BTS November album called B. There is a thread on Twitter going on about how B is supposed to mean beginning to end. ARMY's are connecting dots to an old video that's been resurfacing about RM talking about beginning to end. It's actually from very initial days of Bangtan. Let's talk about the album for a second, okay? I was looking around the album details on the internet. Like, my broke ARMY ass is not going to be able to afford one, but I can look, right? So I did. The category of the album says rock and pop. And now the concept photo is out and they're literally surrounded with instruments. Let's break down that photo for once, shall we? The whole concept of the photo, I think, is about how the album is a self-produced and self-directed album. And thus those instruments and equipments all around them. And my mom noticed that this time, all of them had black hair. See, the last time this happened was during Love Yourself Tear era. And now all their social media handles have updated all their themes. I mean, it should have been obvious that we were getting a black and white themed album. You know how BTS was dropping content with black and white filter constantly already. So yeah. However, the photo they released had like a blue black drop. And the painting in the back. See, I'm not trying to nitpick, but honestly, that painting either reminds me of Yoongi's painting he did during the lockdown or the painting from Jimin's music video Like. I hope that painting means something or I'm going to be playing Clown of the Year. Anyway, we have Jungkook with his guitar, Yoongi in a fucking silk pajamas. Heart stands will know why Yoongi in silk is a dangerous thing. Taeyang and Hoseok sitting with their bow ties undone. Park fucking Jimin looking like the love of my life while committing his apparent mistake. That shoulder is a mistake again, Park Jimin. Namjoon looking fine and black. A small reminder that Jimin said that B is gonna have songs that will satisfy different music tastes of ARMYs, and this is dropping in hardly a month. Am I ever gonna be ready for it? I mean, I am ready for it, but I'm not ready to, you know? In the photo, the boys are literally surrounded by their music. It's their essence. It defines them. Their existence. It makes them be. It's their beginning and ending. But like, I've been pointing out that this album looks very similar to Wings' album. I had like 2 people text me telling that BTS are not artists that'll repeat their concepts, so stop saying such things. Dude, I never said that. See, for example, this concept photo. Doesn't it give you the blood, sweat and tears concept vibe? When I say it feels similar, I mean the vibe and energy regarding the album or the photo or whatever I'm talking about. And even if they did repeat, what's wrong in that? I'm not here to criticize them. I'm supporting them in whatever art forms they want to represent themselves. And art can be perceived anyway. This is my opinion or view. You could have different views, and you know what? I'd be glad to discuss the possibility of another explanation or theory from you guys. So yeah, I'm not going to stop talking about their music or anything they do. So thank you for listening. But to the people who do enjoy listening to me, not just about BTS, even your other favorites, I'm welcoming you to come share your theories with me. Let's do that instead of attacking each other if we disagree. See, I know this episode feels like another rant and it looks very hostile and it's just very depressing or frustrating in some cases. But I'm glad if you did listen to it. However, don't forget to text me about your opinion regarding me doing a bonus episode or a segment for Namjoon's Mono mixtape anniversary. My Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, the username being This Potato Head. Till then, be safe and keep streaming Dynamite. My next episode would probably be something a multi-stan would thoroughly enjoy. So keep an eye out for that as well. So, okay, bye!